Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, everybody. It's the only show on the internet.
The only show.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion. Back
Orion's
in action.
Back. Hey.
Ooh.
Orion, why were you so sick?
Oh, I don't know. I just felt like being sick, you know? I was like,
yeah, what a dumb
that
question,
Kyle.
That is. Why'd you have to go and get sick on podcast night?
It's like
what an
the
asshole.
Question somebody gets from their coworkers when they come back after calling in all week.
And why'd you get sick?
Why were you so sick?
What's wrong with you?
You retards.
Well, I'm glad to have you back. It's nice.
Ah, it is good to be back.
Did I say anything to make anyone cry on the last episode?
Fuck no. No.
Okay, good.
It was awesome.
So we're good.
Yes.
Everything's good.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't come. You're not going to sneak attack me. You didn't come with a knife.
No.
Just in case, like, just to, you know, pretend to still be friends and then knife me. Okay. Thanksgiving was this week.
Yes.
It was yesterday. Today is Black Friday. So happy Black Friday to all you Africans. How was your Thanksgiving?
Uneventful. Worked.
Oh, you worked Thanksgiving?
It, man.
Oh.
I'm making that money.
You didn't get to go see your family.
No.
You didn't get
they
to go.
They were depressed, yeah.
Celebrate your grandparents.
Everyone, like when you work Thanksgiving, everybody that's at your work shopping or whatever.
Yeah.
If you work retail, kind of looks at you like you're going to attack them.
Yeah.
Like a wolf. Like, oh, God.
Well, I think
he
they
could be
should.
Be with his family and I'm in here shopping.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Don't hurt me.
Exactly. And I think they should feel that way.
They tremble, yeah, when they ask me a question like, oh, can I ask you let me start off with how's your day going? I'm like, fine. Could I ask you a question? I don't mean to bother you.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm gonna fucking cut their throat with my dick. No.
Did you get any good questions? Where's the gravy?
No. I don't know what it is about Thanksgiving, but you not only get a lot of questions, like all the holiday stuff.
Yeah.
You know, where's the cranberry sauce? Where's that? But you get a lot of made up products.
Really?
That you know don't exist.
Like what?
Like, where are the ranch beans?
Ranch beans?
Did you just
make that one up or was that an actual
guy? No, that was an actual guy.
Ranch beans?
Yeah. You know, they're like baked beans in a ranch sauce.
Oh, I guess that could be a real thing, but I've never heard of it.
But then you get the, you know, I've bought it here before.
Oh, fuck
I've
you.
Bought it here before.
Then
tell
why don't
now.
You know where it is?
Yeah. They never buy that. Like, dude, I've worked here several years, man. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, the worst, though, would be if they told you they've bought it here before and you said it doesn't exist. I've worked here for years. And then it turns out that
that's happened before.
Yeah, that's happened to me, too, because they asked for something ridiculous.
They always come back and find you. Yeah.
Like, where are the
that
gravy?
Son of a bitch.
Where are the turkey gravy flavored Kool-Aid bursts?
Yeah.
I know that's not a thing.
Yeah.
And then somehow they find it later and shove it in your face. See,
oh,
I told you.
Always.
Well,
that's
then,
why I love my job.
You obviously didn't need me, so I don't feel that bad.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of going to retail establishments on Thanksgiving, I spent my Thanksgiving also uneventful. I stayed home for the most part, but then I decided, you know what? I need a feast just like everybody else.
Yeah.
So I walked my ass down to the gas station,
oh, man.
Which is like my second home,
yeah.
The gas station. And I bought a sandwich, a submarine sandwich in a little plastic baggie. And I bought some... What were they? Buffalo blue cheese pretzel combos.
Ooh.
I think they're new. I'd never seen them
that
before.
That sounds new.
And these things, I don't know how to describe what they taste like, but it's not buffalo blue cheese.
Not what they describe.
It's nothing like
that. Of course.
It's nothing at all. If you had just handed them to me and told me to guess what they were, I might have said like nacho cheese or something.
Motherfuckers. God,
so,
I hate that.
Avoid those. Well, and, I mean, no, they're good, but don't be fooled.
Yeah, it's like the, sorry to interrupt, but they sell these Burger King, onion rings, like as chips.
Yeah.
Kind of like Funyuns. And I'm like, oh, I love their onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, not even close.
I think the
not
vending
even.
Machine at my work used to have those. And yeah,
motherfuckers.
They're more like Funyuns than anything else.
Yeah, that's what I said. As soon as I bit down, I was like, motherfuckers.
But so anyway, I'm in the gas station. buying my Thanksgiving dinner. And the place was hopping. It was really busy.
It's very convenient.
I get why, store. Like you work at a grocery store. I get why people are in there on Thanksgiving because people are idiots and they forgot that they needed, you know, stuffing or a pumpkin pie or whatever for their Thanksgiving dinner. So like all these people are panicking and heading to the grocery store. I don't know why Thanksgiving at a gas station would be exceptionally busy, because it's not just people buying gas, you know, lined up at the counter. There are people all over the little convenience store area
just buying up their candy and chips.
I don't know. I saw a lot of people down that aisle where they keep like the condoms and batteries and work gloves and motor oil, you know, that odds and ends non-food aisle. Lots of people down there. So I don't I don't know if everybody's car's breaking down on the way to their family's houses, or like we got to have the Thanksgiving flashlight and the batteries are dead, you know, because we only use it once a year.
Yeah.
So this is how we see up inside the turkey. I don't know. But so I get up to the counter and this lovely young black woman says, why are you eating a sandwich and not turkey? And she said it with a smile on her face, you know, like it wasn't meant to be mean or anything.
Not a death threat or anything.
And I don't really care. But I kind of think that's an insensitive question. Because if the only way it's not an insensitive question is if you think I forgot that it was Thanksgiving. Like, oh, shit, you're right. I got to get to my family's place. I shouldn't be buying this
what's
sub.
Today? Yeah.
Because otherwise, like, try to think of some scenarios where I would be buying a submarine sandwich at the gas station instead of going to my family's house and having a lovely Thanksgiving dinner. None of them are good. Like, even in my case, it was basically by choice. But still, it's not like
they're all dead.
You know, it's not a religious holiday. It's not like, oh, I'm Jewish, so we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. There's no real good reason that I would be doing this. So it's kind of, it's not really a... I don't know if people just don't think before they open their mouths.
That's funny you mention that, though, because where I work in a different department than the people that, you know, check you out, you know, the cashiers. But because I used to do that, I have to go up and help if it gets crazy. So I'm helping people, checking them out. And I don't know why, man, but anytime they were like Indian or Asian, I wouldn't wish them like a happy Thanksgiving, because I didn't want to be insensitive. And then I thought about it and I'm like, oh man, that's Christmas, man. What the fuck you doing? Shit. I would do that.
I thought you meant Native American for a minute. I don't want to.
No.
Do
no.
I wish them a happy Thanksgiving or not?
Or Middle
because
Eastern
that's kind
people.
Of, it seems like it could be, you know, they could have mixed feelings about that holiday. Like, yeah, it was a nice celebration between imaginary pilgrims and imaginary Indians. Who knows what the fuck really happened? But there were a lot of AIDS blankets and whatever else happened back then. These fucking Native Americans. A lot of bad shit happened to the Native Americans when the white man came over.
I believe it.
But for Native Americans alive today to still, I don't know if any of them are, probably some of them are, but I don't, but if they're still angry about that, like what a bullshit thing to be angry about. Because the lives of Native Americans before that weren't exactly great. I mean, what were they doing? Just roaming the countryside, chasing buffalo and killing each other? What were they doing? Living in mud houses?
Yeah, I don't know. You bump into people that are like 1/8, you know.
Native American.
Native American.
Yeah, oh, of course, everybody is. I'm 1/16.
They act like they own the world and then we came from space and like took it all.
It's ridiculous to me that people are proud of being part, because people are. If somebody ever brings it up to you that they're part Native American, it's because they're proud of it, because they think it makes them special. Like that's like when I was a little kid, I used to sometimes sort of bring up the fact that I was born in Texas as, because it like made me special. Who gives a fuck?
Nobody.
It doesn't mean anything. And it's kind of the same thing when you say I'm 1/8 or 1/16 Native American. Who gives a fuck?
Blame society for that shit, because you grow up as a kid hearing adults exchange conversation and it's just like they're just comparing dicks. You know, that's all you hear is like, oh, Jimmy did this and so-and-so's done this and I'm from here. And the response from the other person is always like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Texas? You're from Texas?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But adults still do it. Like Native American thing, it's always adults when I hear them say that. And they're so like, they think it makes them special. But really, if the white man never came over to North America, what do you think the Native Americans would be doing right now?
They'd still be
they'd be
half
like
naked.
They'd have, they'd be in like the Native American equivalent of medieval times now. They'd have castles and be by burning now, witches yeah. and things. Like, I, they weren't exactly, yeah. you know, in a great position to begin with.
Yeah.
And I think people like romanticize this image of the noble savage, you know, like Native Americans were all peaceful, man. They were just hanging out, smoking their peace pipes and eating corn.
Mm-hmm.
But that depends, you know, like they were at war with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's
the,
not
the
like,
person over the people over the hill are enemies. Yeah.
It's not like
Jesus.
All of North America was just a land of naked potheads. You know,
we're all brothers and sisters.
And then we came and we smashed them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like living now, like you're way better off. The Native Americans who are still around now are way better off than their ancestors were even before we started murdering them. I don't know.
Yeah. I took a class and we discussed something about war and how technology based on our history kind of is what it is because of war and people, you know, oh, we need bigger this, we need bigger that, and things
oh, yeah.
got going, you know, otherwise without war, you know.
A lot of our technological advances, things we take for granted and stuff, are yeah. they originated as government, like military research projects and yeah. things. And you just wouldn't have a lot of it. A lot of technological advancement just wouldn't have happened if it weren't for the fact that we were trying to kill each other.
Yeah. But Thanksgiving, God, every Thanksgiving, if I'm not like with the family, which is often because I work retail and I always have to work Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I want to go home and eat, but I always feel bad. I feel like an asshole if I'm not like eating turkey or something, you know, traditional, you know? It's weird. Like, oh, I should
oh, like home to your house.
Yeah, go home.
Okay, I thought you meant go home, like go home to your parents.
No, like I get off work.
Or like,
go
what
home,
are your parents
like,
serving for Thanksgiving dinner? That's non-traditional. Are you having Chinese night?
Yeah, I don't know. Should have bought some turkey that you just cook in the microwave for a couple minutes.
Yeah. See, I like
I feel guilty. Like I'm eating a pizza. I love it, but it's Thanksgiving.
I like the Thanksgiving dinner. You know, I like the turkey and yeah. the mashed potatoes and the stuffing and all that, pumpkin pies, everything.
Yeah.
I like all that stuff, but I don't feel like I don't get sad because I'm not eating it, you know.
I don't know why.
I definitely don't feel like an obligation. Like I feel guilty because it's Thanksgiving and I'm not eating a turkey like I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't really care about that. I don't think that gas station sold a lot of sandwiches that day. I was probably the only person buying a sandwich.
Jeez.
On the Facebook today, like when I ask, you know, for feedback and stuff or questions or suggestions for things to talk about. Normally I would do this later, but because it's related, our buddy Gavin said, what are family gatherings traditionally like in the Aldrich and Brower households? And I was thinking about this, and there really is no such thing as a traditional family gathering in the Aldrich household. I have vague memories from when I was a very small child where we would all go over to grandma and grandpa's house on my dad's side,
mm-hmm.
and there would be a lot of extended family and stuff. And I feel like I'm probably misremembering some of this. Like, I feel like we sat around at just a really big, like almost conference room type table,
yeah.
you know, with like grandma on one end and grandpa on the other and everybody.
The hierarchy.
Yeah. With the whole hierarchy, like in a movie. I don't know if anybody actually does that. And I don't know if we did it either, but I feel like that's what happened. I have very vague memories of that, but that stopped fairly early on. So for a little while, it was just my parents and my sister and I, on Thanksgiving. And then eventually when my parents split up, it was just my mom and my sister and I, and that was pretty much how it went, for Thanksgivings and Christmases and anything like that.
From then on. Yeah.
From then on. Yeah. I think I went to like, I went to like a family reunion once. So I guess that's like a family gathering,
yeah.
but we really didn't do family gatherings
yeah.
in that sense. So maybe that's partly why I don't feel all this, you know, family camaraderie and stuff like, oh, I gotta see my uncles.
Yeah.
Cause I never did see my uncle. So fuck them. What about you?
Most of the family lives here in Michigan. So yeah, there'd be a gathering. And everybody would get wasted and play cards and play AC/DC rock and roll, kind of like that Christmas party we went to, or we brought you to, you know.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
Everybody was wasted. Yeah. That's how it went. And that was all fine and good. And that might be why, you know, I have this tie to like cook turkey on Thanksgiving, even if I'm doing nothing with family. But I don't know. The family thing wasn't that important. It was awesome, but every year it was just, so what are you doing with your life? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. Like, cause the family gathering, the two family gatherings I went to with you, one was 4th of July, one was Christmas.
Yeah.
That was your mom's family. They seemed like fun.
Yeah.
My vague childhood memories of the few times we did something kind of like that were nothing like that. They weren't fun like that at all. You know that, I can't think of the name of it, but there's this old painting of like a farmer and his wife.
Yeah.
Like one of them's holding a pitchfork. And
yes.
That's what I imagine my grandparents being like. And I imagine all of the other family members wearing clothing that looks like they just wore it to church. And it looks like it's made out of like picnic blankets, you know, like that red and white checkered, almost plaid sort of pattern.
Yeah.
And it's just boring. And we eat turkey.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I really remember. And then my grandma would give me some of those strawberry hard candies, the ones that have like the red and green wrapper with the little yellow seeds on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And those I liked. That was probably the best part. And then I would play with Tinker Toys from the 60s because my grandparents still had them and they were all wood. And that was what it was like. That was what like going to my grandparents' house was like. And that was it.
Damn. Yeah.
My grandparents would complain about black people in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Mine too, I believe. I don't know. They would talk a lot. When I was a kid, my fondest memories were my cousins who were older. I think most of my cousins are older, would sneak me alcohol. No mm-hmm. matter as far back as I can remember, man. They'd make me a Coke or something. And they'd sneak the liquor because it was right there by the fridge. They had every time, because they get wasted. And I think that's kind of important because you bring in all this family and nobody can relate really.
Yeah.
Like it's when you spread out the age differences, you know, you got this teenage cousin or whatever and this uncle who's like 45. What the fuck are they going to talk about really? But you get them all liquored up and they're all arm in arm, you know, whoa, man. And just this shit we would talk about.
I don't think alcohol ever played a big part in my family gatherings. I think it was like my dad and my grandpa would probably have like two beers.
Yeah.
Sitting around, you know, like men.
Mm-hmm. Watching the game.
For some reason, I imagine them fishing off of my grandpa's deck. There's no body of water there, but I imagine them sitting in lawn chairs on the deck with like fishing poles going, yup.
Yeah.
With a couple of beers.
Why
and
not?
Like maybe some of the old ladies are drinking wine mm-hmm. or something out of a box.
Complaining about everything.
Yeah. I remember
like
my
women do.
I remember my dad's aunt there being there, I think. And she looked like she was a million years old.
God,
that's all I remember.
Nobody's talking to her. Yeah.
All I remember about my dad's aunt, and I feel like she was a fairly like prominent member of the family. Like everybody mm-hmm. loved this aunt. I just remember her looking like you could just push her and her skin would crumble to dust. And that's really all. I was exposed to some of these extended family members, but that's all I really know about them was that they were old and boring.
Yeah. Boring definitely says it. Because, yeah, if they didn't have an impact, then fuck them, man. They just sit over there in the corner. And like if I had an aunt that was very old, nobody would talk to her. And I think that was because of the age difference. Like if I had aunts and uncles in their 30s and here's this old ass aunt from a distant family, you know, there, nobody's talking to her.
Yeah.
They're just helping her. Like, you need some help. You need some more food. It's fucking miserable. Christ.
There were a couple of occasional family gatherings on my mom's side of the family that I had kind of forgotten about until just now.
Yeah.
We would go to my mom's dad's house. So I guess my grandpa. For Christmas sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was usually on Christmas. I think it was like a little bit before. And that was also boring as fuck.
Yeah.
I remember sitting around my grandpa and his girlfriend, which was, that's the kind of family I have.
Mm-hmm.
Like my grandpa had a girlfriend, you know. But anyway, my grandpa and his girlfriend, they'd give me some like sweatshirt from the Gap because they had no idea who I was, but they felt obligated to buy me shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd always give me something like I didn't give a fuck about. And now it's nice of them.
Yeah.
They didn't have to get me anything. But now like it's like this is a weird, awkward obligation on both of our parts. You felt like you had to buy me something. Because I was going to be there, but you didn't know what to buy me. So you're like, everybody likes clothing, right? Yeah,
pajamas.
Yeah. And then I have to pretend that I really like this thing that you bought me. I mean, we'd both be better off if we just acknowledge that I don't know who the fuck you are.
Exactly.
I have no idea.
That is healthier. That's healthier as a family.
And so I would end up sitting around listening to the grown-ups talk about whatever it is grown-ups talk about. And then I would end up going off to some other room and like watching a kid play Road Rash or something.
Yeah.
Like, because my grandpa's girlfriend had kids that were too much older than me to be relatable, but they were still kids. Mm-hmm. So I'd end up watching them play Road Rash and like punch each other because they were rough and tumble boys. And I just had a sister. And the only time I punched her, I would get in trouble. So they're just family gatherings. I think my family and their gatherings put me off family gatherings and family in general.
Yeah. You think about it and you cringe. Like, the holidays are coming up. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I loved Christmas, though, at home.
Yeah.
Like, putting up the tree. I loved putting up the tree. Mm-hmm. I loved putting the ornaments on the tree and stuff. And I liked putting tinsel up. Mm-hmm. I love tinsel. I don't know why.
Oh, man.
It's so dumb.
You're a horrible person.
No, I loved tinsel. Jesus. It was like really long pixie dust or something. Like, you could just kind of throw it at the tree and it would hang off the tree. It sucked once we got cats because they would eat the tinsel and then shit out these. Yeah. It looks like it looked like anal beads made out of poop. Like, there'd just be a log and then a little bit of tinsel and then a log and then a little bit of tinsel. Great. Like, somehow their digestive tract just encased the tinsel in little nuggets.
A straight line. That's
great. Yeah. And then sometimes it would get stuck and they'd be running around the house with a shit garland. So it sucked once we got cats. But before that, it was awesome. Yeah. And I loved, you know, the whole feeling of it. That was part of the magic. You get up in the morning.
Yep.
And even once I knew Santa wasn't real, but especially before that, you'd go to sleep at night, the tree would be up, and you'd get up in the morning and there'd be fucking presents under it. It was fucking magical.
Imagine.
And even once I knew my mom was the one putting them under there, it was still kind of magical.
Yeah.
And you run down, there's all these presents, and like, your parents sit there and watch you open them. And my parents actually knew who the fuck I was. So aside from the occasional package of socks, mm-hmm. usually they'd get me stuff that I had asked for.
Yeah.
So it was super exciting. And then it would be snowy outside. And this was back when snow didn't mean like driving in it.
Yeah.
So snow was kind of cool.
Snow was awesome. Yeah.
And we'd watch, like, I never cared about parades or anything, but we'd watch some bullshit like that on the TV. It'd just be on in the background mm-hmm. and like as an ambiance sort of thing.
Yeah.
We'd eat candy canes and drink hot cocos, and I'd play fucking my brand new Super Nintendo game. My dad one year got me this super cool set of colored pencils, so I drew like crazy.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? Did I just get a Facebook message? My old roommate Mike says, no show?
You fucking dick.
What the fuck?
Tell him Orion said, fuck off.
What the fuck are you talking about? Orion says, fuck off. We're in the middle of recording right now. And now I'm waiting for a response. This is like live.
Ooh.
Well, pre-recorded, but he says, LOL.
Fucking dick.
And he's typing. The suspense is killing me. Come on, Mike. You interrupted the show.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why he thinks there's no show. I posted today like I always do, asking for questions.
He knows this. He's like a fan. He's listened. He lived with you. I'd come over. We'd do the show every Friday around this time.
Great. I hope I get solid airtime on the show, he says.
Bitch.
Free advertising for what? Like, what are you...
He's just that kind of dick.
Do you have anything you'd like... to plug, now that you've interrupted the fucking show, dickhead, you got anything you want to advertise?
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know I'm going to be playing Call of Duty this weekend live on Ustream.
Pure fag sauce.
Come on, out with it. He's typing again. This is riveting internet radio. Type faster.
Dude, it's hard to type with one hand.
He's a good typist. I know this. He's doing this on purpose.
Luckily, I've learned to play Call of Duty with my dick, so I can type with both hands.
Yeah.
He's still typing. He's writing me a whole essay. He's still typing. Hurry it up, faggot. We're trying to do a show here. I'm going to light a cigarette while he's doing this. I don't even remember what we were talking about now.
God damn it. He ruined everything.
We were right in the middle of something. Oh, here we go. He says, yeah, I'd like to plug your own show. Because if anyone is listening, it's probably by accident. And they need to be reminded of what shit they should listen to again. And that's what you get for hurrying me, jerk.
I'm going to slap him.
All right, so...
Oh, I'm so photoshopping him.
Listen, I just had a terrible thought. I just had a terrible thought.com. Mike will not be on it.
Yeah. Ever,
ever again.
Ever.
Banned from the show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to block him on Facebook. Okay. All right. Dear Mike, we're going back to doing a show now. Eat several penises, please.
Oh, man.
And thank you. Okay, what were we talking about?
Just holidays with the family.
Holidays with the family, yeah. But I feel like there was something a little more specific. I was talking about Christmas and stuff.
Tinsel, cat shit.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about getting presents and stuff.
Yes.
And how great. So I loved Christmas at home.
Yeah.
And I loved Thanksgiving at home. It's just the extended family bullshit that I didn't care for.
Yeah.
The stuff that always makes it into movies and everything. The stuff that's always mm-hmm. supposed to be so heartwarming. All of that shit.
All bullshit.
You can keep it.
Yeah.
I don't need it. I don't care. Mike says, will do. So he's going to eat those penises.
Yeah, it's not fair to kids because kids are socially awkward to begin with. And you put a bunch of grown-ups and shit around them. They get overwhelmed. They feel left out. They get bored very easy. I did, at least. I mean, to some extent.
Yeah.
It's not fair. It's better when you just sit at home and do it, you know, very small Christmas, Thanksgiving.
I don't remember it that well, but I bet it was a little bit better at my dad's family gatherings, like family Thanksgiving and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I have cousins who are around the same age as me,
mm-hmm.
and we knew each other pretty well because I used to get babysat by their mom. So we'd be around each other a lot. So there'd be other kids to do shit with.
Yeah.
But at my mom's family Christmas with her dad, there it was just my mom and my grandpa's girlfriend, maybe a couple of other adults.
That
and
is
then
pretty awesome.
And then these girlfriend. Yeah, I know. And then these kids that were probably like 17 when I was like 10.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing for me to do there. I think we watched Weekend at Bernie's once. And I think that was like that was fucked up. It was like Christmas and the whole family got together to watch Weekend at Bernie's.
That sucks.
I might be misremembering that, but I know I watched Weekend at Bernie's in that house.
Just dead silent.
Yeah.
Everybody's watching.
Well, I wonder what's the thought process behind that? I don't think Weekend at Bernie's was new at the time. Like, what do you guys want to do now that we're all here together as a family? Yeah. I don't know. Weekend at Bernie's? Yeah.
Mm.
You know me. You don't have to twist my arm to get me to watch some Weekend at Bernie's. It was probably Weekend at Bernie's 2, too. It wasn't even the original Weekend
That's
at Bernie's.
That's the worst one.
How many Weekend at Bernie's were there?
Oh, man.
They need
I hope there's a third one. I only know of two. But if they kept it going with like new people, new actors.
They need to bring
God
that back.
God damn.
Not like as a remake, but like, I don't know if that guy who played Bernie is still alive, but if he isn't, they should just...
What is he
It
doing?
Makes it more authentic. They can do like a gritty reboot of Weekend at Bernie's and they'll use his actual dead body.
Oh, you're killing me. You got to look this up. IMDb, look up Weekend at Bernie's and find out who the actor is and what he's been doing. It's killing
Weekend
me. Because everybody
Bernie.
Knows that fucking movie.
Moving like Bernie.
Yeah.
Okay. Weekend at Bernie's was in 1989.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Let's find Bernie. Bernie Lomax was played by Terry Kaiser. He's still around. He's
no shit.
He's gonna be in a movie in 2012 called Paul and the Hooker.
All right.
Yeah.
God damn.
But there's nothing here about a Weekend at Bernie's revival. So
bummer. There's so much shit that you look up like what actors are up to these days, and they're always in these films that you have no access to. They're like too independent. You can't Netflix them. You can't look them up online. They're not that popular. So they're in this shit, and it's like, just for entertainment purposes, you know it's going to be ridiculous. You just want to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, man.
God. It looks like there was never a weekend at Bernie's 3, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have encountered that before, but maybe it's because I always try to get my movies through illegal channels.
Yeah.
But I have encountered movies where I'm like, oh, I want to watch that. And then I go and I can't find any place to get it. But I never tried like Netflix or going to it. But I'm sure it would, if it's not online illegally, I'm sure it's not, you know, available legally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Somebody told me to use Redbox the other day. I think, it was Brian at work.
God damn it.
I don't remember why we were talking about it, but he was like, you don't have a Netflix account? What about Redbox? And I was like, fuck you, Brian.
The fuck are you going to do?
Because
was this? He knows about your cars that you're watching.
Right. Well, that's those vending machines, right? Redbox. Yeah. It's like Netflix in a vending machine.
Yes.
So all they have is like, Madea's family ball suck and like 10 copies of White Chicks and the latest Rob Schneider direct to DVD movie.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, anything I would want to see isn't in there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could get a nice romantic comedy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Redbox.
God damn, Brian.
The only people who get things out of Redbox are the kind of people who eat food out of a feed bag. they go home, they put their Redbox movie in, and they hook a feed bag up to their face, and they just chow down on some like corn and barley. Those are the people who get movies out of Redbox. There's a vending machine. It's not a Redbox, but there's a vending machine. I think it's a Blockbuster movie vending machine at the gas station.
Yeah.
Like outside.
What the fuck?
And I swear to God, every time I go to the gas station, there's somebody standing at that vending machine.
Oh my God.
Now I wonder, I could see if you just stopped by the gas station and you saw that vending machine and you were like, I'll just take a look at it, see what's in there. And then maybe there's something in there. You're like, I kind of wanted to see Inception.
Yeah.
There it is. So I could see that happening like here and there. But every fucking time I go, there's somebody with their car parked right in front of the vending machine because there's somebody in the driver's seat or the passenger seat waiting for the person who's standing at the vending machine.
Some loveless couple.
Like that's why they're there.
I want a movie tonight.
Like they know about that vending machine because they saw it when they were getting a 44-ounce Mountain Dew one day.
Yep.
And then they were like, I want to watch a movie tonight. You want to watch a movie tonight? Yeah, I want to watch a movie tonight. If we got it through Netflix, I mean, we don't have the streaming. We'd have to mail away for it. It'd take a couple days or whatever. Let's drive out to the gas station and see what they've got in terms of movie selection.
Pathetic.
It's so weird.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
I can't imagine. And I mean, I'm fucking walking to the gas station and I'm still not like, oh, I'll get a movie out of the vending machine.
I do. I always see, we have a red box where I work and it's always a fucking couple. And the woman is up picking the movie every time.
No.
And the guy's in the back kind of like just a fucking slave, you know? It's so pathetic.
Women are terrible at picking movies.
It's movie night. I pick, you know.
If I ever meet a hot chick who's intelligent and who would willingly pick a Jason Statham movie.
Yeah.
Just as like a fuck off, let's watch something stupid tonight.
Yeah.
I will marry her.
Love.
And I don't even really care about getting married, but I'll do it for that bitch. I will do it. Because when I had a girlfriend, whenever we'd go, we used to have a Blockbuster account and we'd go there and we'd pick out movies sometimes. Mm-hmm. She had like the Blockbuster Netflix kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where they do like the Netflix sort of thing where you mail movies back and forth. But if you returned your movie in the envelope to the actual physical Blockbuster location, they'd give you a free rental.
Oh, sweet.
So some nights we'd be like, I feel like watching a movie. You feel like watching a movie? So we'd go down to the Blockbuster and turn the movie in and get a free rental. And every time we did that, I'd pick things out and they weren't all Jason Statham movies. Yeah. And she'd be like, I don't know.
Of course.
We'd end up watching The Devil Wears Prada or something.
Fuck.
And you know, I like romantic comedies, but that doesn't really count as a romantic comedy.
That's fucking dumb.
It would usually be some girl shit.
And it's sad. Yeah. I see these guys, if they're not up with the girl, like, and they're like, oh man, look at this movie. We should get that. You know, the guy's miserable. And I just want to walk by and be like, get out while you still can.
Yeah.
Life's too short.
I just noticed that Bernie was in Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. Do you remember that show?
No.
That was Ryan Reynolds' big like springboard into fame.
Oh, man. I bet if I saw it, I'd be like, wait a minute.
I don't remember who the other guy was, though. Maybe it was Bernie. I don't remember. Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. Ryan Reynolds played someone named Berg. I still don't know who the other maybe. Oh, Nathan Fillion? Nathan Fillion was in Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. Do you know who Nathan Fillion is?
I bet I do, but
he's a big, like, nerd hero. He was the main character in this TV show Firefly.
Oh, yeah.
That nerd's orgasm over.
He's a hottie.
And Trailer Howard? Trailer Howard? The chick from Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place was Trailer Howard.
What a name.
Her name is Trailer. I think she's on Monk now, if that's even still a thing. No, that only went till 2009, but she was on that.
Trailer. What a... this miracle birth. What shall we name this miracle?
Trailer! Yes!
Condominium.
Oh.
That'd be upscale.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trailer.
God damn.
Whoa, boy. Double wide. Double wide Howard.
Yeah. What up, double wide?
Projects. That would be a black kid's name.
Yeah.
This is my daughter, Projects. Projects Jones. What were we talking about? Holidays?
Yes.
Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Do you have any good Weekend at Bernie's related memories at your holiday celebrations?
I did not, no.
No?
Oh, God, I'm trying to think, I know there was good stuff from my past. Oh, I've done too many drugs. Oh.
Yeah.
The main uncle that would, he was like the lion if we were all regular animals. I don't know.
Okay, so he's like the alpha male?
The alpha. He was like... It still is the fire chief of the town.
Oh boy.
That he lived. And he did not like my cousins sneaking me drinks.
Oh, how old were you when they were sneaking you drinks?
Ooh, God, as
like,
young.
Were you young?
As young as I want to say like 10, but that was when they were like, here's a Coke and it tasted funny. I don't know.
So they didn't, they were like spiking your drinks.
Yeah.
Like they were fucking with you, like blowing a bong hit into a cat's face.
Yes.
Yeah. they weren't like doing you a solid. They were like, let's get this kid drunk. Yeah. And
he would
be hilarious.
He would get mad, but not at me. And when I got older and I could drink, and I went all out like everybody else, but because I was like, I just turned 21.
Uh-huh.
He'd get really upset at the amount I was consuming, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'd drink 6 beers, I'm on my 7th. Another beer for you, huh? And you're driving home. Well, I get it, yeah.
Okay. I think he has a valid okay. point if you're driving home.
Okay. But leave me the fuck alone. I'm going to be here a while. I love family, right? We love family. That's why we're here. Okay, shut the fuck up. All right.
I'm going to be here a while. I'll have plenty of time to sober up. Meanwhile, yes. You drink another 6 before you get in your car.
I love beer.
I don't understand why you're so upset about it. Dude, it's not like you're a cop. You're a fireman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well... Speaking of family gatherings,
yeah.
Seeing family, that kind of stuff. Today, I got a happy Thanksgiving email from my dad. He said, happy belated Thanksgiving. Sorry I didn't get to you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I care.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't care that he said happy Thanksgiving. Just like, I kind of don't care, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't like going, when is my dad going to send this fucking email? Yeah, what a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Where is he? But anyway, he sent me this happy Thanksgiving email. And within this email, he said, did you know that your sister's getting married?
What?
Yeah, which I didn't.
Oh, fuck.
Or if I did, I forgot, and I don't think I would forget something like that.
Jesus.
So yeah, my sister's getting married, apparently, next year in May, and this is the first I've heard about it.
I bet they're very happy. Oh, my God.
My dad says, I hope you will go, even if you guys don't see eye to eye on things. It would be really sad if you don't.
Oh, fuck.
Now, I don't know. When people get married, like, when do they send out their invitations? Because obviously they do it in advance, but how far in advance?
A lot of people do it like more than a year
really?
In advance. Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, should I be getting invitations soon or should I have gotten them already? Like, I might not be invited. She's not the one that told me.
He's the still one wait, yeah.
So I don't
but everybody's
even,
different.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'm invited. But even if I am, I hate weddings.
Yeah. We've talked about
and
this.
I don't really like my sister that much.
High school reunions, funerals, weddings, yeah.
For what it's worth, I hope it goes well and I hope that they're happy together. But I don't like my sister that much.
You're going to get so much shit if you do not go, though.
Like, my heart isn't going to swell when if I do go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, you know, a single tear rolls down my cheek, you know. And I don't have anything to wear to a wedding. I got time. You know, I could get something to wear to a wedding. Yeah. But
how do you deal with that shit, though? Because you know they're coming after you. If you don't go, the family's like, who does Kyle think he is? Like, he doesn't give a shit. And you're like, dude, I don't like weddings. And they're like, it's not about you, you selfish asshole.
Yeah.
You sacrifice you know, yourself and attend this thing that we all hate. We all hate, yes.
Well, to me, like, it, being invited to a wedding is like being, like having a coworker come up to me and invite me out to their polar bear club meeting. Yeah. You know the polar bear club, those weird old men who get naked and swim in the middle of the freezing cold?
Yes.
It's like inviting me to that and being really confused and hurt that I didn't want to go.
Like, that's quite
that sounds
a stretch.
Terrible. I know you like it, but that sounds terrible. Why would you expect me to want to go to that?
Yeah.
God damn.
Even if there's alcohol, it's going to be family.
Yeah.
And a lot of my family doesn't really drink.
Yeah.
And ugh, like, and that's just talking about the reception. Like, the wedding part is just going to be excruciating.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst part. Yeah.
For what it's worth, I like the guy, assuming it's the same guy, which I am assuming.
Yeah.
I've met him before. His name is Kyle as well, which is less of a problem than you might think, but kind of annoying.
Isn't this guy's different than the boyfriend she was with that was like kind of feeding her and shit?
No, yeah, that was a longer time.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a different guy.
Everybody's like, what? What happened?
Yeah, this
I'm
is a,
sorry.
I'm not going to talk about
none of
that.
Your business.
Orion, do not sully my sister's wedding day with stories of fantasyfeeders.com.
Oh,
don't look that up, folks. You'll be disgusted. No, this is a completely different guy. Much nicer guy.
Okay.
I never met that other guy, but I'm just based on context, this guy's a much nicer guy. And he's, you know, he's cool. He's kind of a bit of a dork, but not in a bad way.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, so good for them, I guess. I don't know how he puts up with her, to be honest. I mean, she's a fucking handful.
Yeah.
She's more like an armful, Yeah, I think, oh man, I don't know. Like, should I go? I don't want to go. But it's apparently going to let my dad down.
Yeah.
And probably my sister. My sister's a weird, she's a ball of emotions. Yeah. Like, my dad bought me a computer once.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, like, thought, like, she got angry with him. Not just jealous, but, like, angry. Jeez. Because it somehow means he loves me more or something, you know?
That costs more than this stupid thing you bought me.
Cell phone. Where's my computer?
Yeah.
Well, what would you do with a computer?
Yeah.
You weirdo. Send emails?
Yeah.
Chat.
Like, I didn't need a computer, but I needed it more than she did. Mm-hmm. Like, I use it for all kinds of shit. I make things on it. Anyway.
Oh, I don't know, man. Should you go? I don't know. Because we've talked about this, you know, if you don't, it doesn't matter if they're blood, you know, if you don't want to go, you don't go, you know, fuck.
Well,
and if people don't understand, then fuck. They're never going to understand.
My dad says my mom isn't going.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. It surprises me if it's true, but it kind of doesn't at the same time. She lives in Australia now.
Shit, man.
And I don't even know if she's working right now. So, you know, and even if she is working, it can be hard to get money together to make a trip to another continent on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense, but I'm surprised that she's not like going to find a way because she's more like that. You know, my daughter's getting married. Of course, it's a big deal to her.
Yeah.
But if my mom's not going, that puts even more pressure on me.
Absolutely.
You know, like,
and that's horrible. There should be no pressure.
Mom's already not going.
Yeah.
You can't not go. You have no excuse. You're only an hour away by car.
It'll just suck the life out of you. Like, going, feeling the obligation to go to this is the same as, like being with a girlfriend that wants to get married in a church and you're like an atheist, you know? It's like, I'm just doing it for you. When the whole time you're like, fuck this. No.
Well, that's another aspect of it. I don't know where my sister stands on religion right now, but my mom and my sister did some weird bullshit flip-flopping for a while.
Yeah.
My mom's probably listening to this. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but you did.
Yeah.
I mean, there were several times where you just decided I'm going to start going to church now.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the one weird time she came home one day and said that the pastor, or whatever you call him, at the church she was going to said that, gays are trying to get more rights than straight people, so we're not going to watch Ellen anymore. What a fucking weird thing to say.
That's horrible.
Because back when Ellen DeGeneres had her own sitcom called Ellen, we would sometimes watch it. Yeah, my mom came home one day and said she doesn't want to watch Ellen anymore.
Horrible.
Because the gays are trying to take more than their share or something. It was just bizarre. And then she stopped going to church and then she started again. And I don't know where my sister's at on that stuff, but I can almost guarantee, even if my sister just doesn't really give a fuck about religion, that this is going to be a religious ceremony, which just adds another layer of, I don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And am I expected to bring a gift? Do I need to like check on your gift registry so I can go to Bed Bath & Beyond and find a stainless steel pot that's less than $10 so I can just look like I contributed?
Registries.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
It's all garbage.
Get me this stuff.
And then what am I going to do once I'm there? You know, like I sit there during the wedding. Okay, you don't have to do anything. You just sit there.
Yeah.
But at the wedding reception, who am I going to hang out with? I'm not going to hang out with my sister. I'm not going to hang out with her boyfriend. Am I going to hang out with my dad?
There's assigned seating, you know, one family on one end.
Where are you going to put me?
It's all scripted, man.
I figure you got to put me with my dad. Yeah, and I like my dad, but like in a alcohol-fueled environment that I don't want to be in the first place, do I really want to be sitting and hanging out with my dad? It seems fairly easy for me to upset him these days. I don't know. It just sounds like bad news all around.
Bad news, yeah.
And my dad also wants me to come out to Christmas. He says, I hope you can be here for Christmas. My stepmom and him would like to see me. And I don't know how I would get out there for Christmas.
There's no way. You'd have to tell him.
Right now I'm carless.
Yeah.
And it's an hour away by drive on the highway.
You have to tell him.
So there's no way I could walk.
Yeah.
I might be able to find some bizarre way to take a bus, which would just be grueling and terrible. Because if there is some way to take a bus there, it's not as easy as just showing up, getting on the bus and getting there, you know, like when I need to be there. It's probably scheduled for some ridiculous time in the morning or something. And maybe there's a stop somewhere else. And
the Greyhound headquarters in where your dad lives, it's quite a ways away. It's in East Lansing.
So then he has to pick me up or I have to walk a day.
Like, that bus thing wouldn't work. It just won't work.
And I mean, I could ask him, you know, I'd love to be there, but I have no way to get out. Could you come all the way out here, pick me up and take me out there? And I bet if I asked him,
I bet he would.
He'd do it. Yeah. But what a shitty thing to do.
Ugh.
Like,
but he misses
that's like asking him to pay me to show up for Christmas. Yeah. You know, like, it'd be better just to not go. But I don't know.
I don't know.
You gonna go home for Christmas?
Probably, yeah. I don't know. There's every year I hope it changes, but every year I grow more balls so I can speak up. Every year I'd take it. I'd show up and I'm happy. Hey, everybody's happy to see me. I walk in and then we get to chatting and it's nonstop. You know, where are you working? What are you doing with your life? And I get it. You know, we can't relate. That's one thing they can ask me. That's all they know. That or sports, you know? So I get it, but I'm like last year, I kind of pointed out, you know, I'm doing this, but I'm fucking happy. I'm doing well.
Yeah.
I have a job, you know, and they're like, understandable. And they were cool with it. So I'm a little more confident about this year, you know?
Well, that's good. Maybe that means they're finally,
no more bullshit.
They're finally seeing you as adult and they've given up. They're like, all right, he's locked into this bullshit adulthood now.
He's not going to Harvard. All right.
No dreams for this kid.
Yeah.
Whenever I go home for things, Christmas, whatever, and I see my dad, he ends up asking me, you know, what are you up to and stuff.
Yep.
And there's very little I can tell him
because
if I tell him, like, I can tell him stuff about the show that he hates, that I found out he hates.
Yeah.
And it, like, there's no context there because he doesn't listen to it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem to get it. Like, he doesn't seem to respect it and stuff. Like when we had our big weird argument about math, I was telling him, you know, about how we have listeners overseas and stuff and people call in, people listen to the show.
That would interest me as a dad.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Hear my son say that.
It doesn't. It's like I don't know what he thinks of it as, but it's like it doesn't. It seems like kind of a big deal to me.
He'll ask. But just to ask, he's not listening. He's just hearing you.
It's almost like if I said I had a show on TV and to him, it sounds like I'm talking about playing in the backyard with other kids or something. And then the other things I can tell him about are like things like I don't have a car right now. And things like if I told him all the stuff that that's been happening where my car is out of commission and it's probably going to get repossessed, but I'm kind of going to let it get repossessed because it seems like the best course of action right now.
Yeah.
Jesus, it wouldn't be helpful stuff that he'd have to say. Like, it wouldn't be like, well, and I wouldn't ask him to do this, but it wouldn't be like, well, I can front you some money to help you figure this out. Like, it would just be, I can't believe, that's so stupid. Why are you doing that? You can't just let it get what are my options?
Yeah.
Just fucking pay for the car.
Yeah.
No.
like you have the money.
It would just
always.
It would just be disappointment. Yeah. You know, it would just be disappointment. And like, I think you should move back into town so like I can help you out.
You're
like,
obviously not doing good. Yeah.
Yeah. It would be that disappointment, kind of, and it would be telling me to take a few steps back in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like I have a job right now that pays decent, but I don't have a lot of work experience in a lot of different fields and stuff. If I moved back closer to him, which he's told me to do several times.
Yeah.
What am I going to get a job at fucking Blockbuster? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
But that's what he wants me to do. And so that's all the conversations would be.
Yeah.
And then the other things we have to talk about are him trying to find a job and whatever weird art project he's currently working on, which I'd say 50% of the time I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just fucking weird or like it's something related to some movie I've never seen.
Yeah.
So
isn't that weird how we can predict? Like when my dad is coming out, I know exactly what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Every time it happens, because we know our parents, we know what we know them more than they know themselves. It seems like
it's
we know
sad.
Their, we see their flaws and they don't see them, you know, with conversation, like they, the little things that bug us about them. A lot of people don't tell their parents.
Yeah.
So their parents don't know and they come around all the time and they do it and they do it and they don't get why you don't want to. You around him, you know, but you've told your dad, you know, like
it's sad because I think my dad and I would probably be a lot closer if he'd been around more, which I'm not blaming him, but like if when I was a kid and my parents were still together, if he didn't work nights all the time, so I only saw him on weekends, and if when my parents got divorced, he didn't skip days that he was supposed weekends that he was supposed to take us to hang out with his girlfriend, or if he'd take us for full weeks, you know, like full actual joint custody instead of taking us every other weekend, you know, we're not as close as I think we probably would be because we do have enough similar interests that I think if we'd been together more often, I would be more excited about going back to see him. But there's no way to fix that now. Yeah. You know,
it's so sad because you and your dad have more in common than anyone I know and their dads, especially me and my dad.
Shit. The problem
don't
is
have anything in common,
it's always just slightly shifted.
Yeah.
Like my dad and I are both into things like like movie models, like the models used in movies for shooting and stuff, like sci-fi movies and stuff. But my dad is really into like recently he's been drawing up blueprints of the facility from the movie The Andromeda Strain, which is a movie I've seen once when I was probably like 10. And know almost nothing about. So he wants to tell me all about this thing he's building up based on this movie, The Andromeda Strain. And I don't know anything about it. So I don't, it's not that I don't like it or don't appreciate it, but I can't fully appreciate it because I have no idea what the fuck it is. I don't know what I'm looking at. To me, it's just blueprints of a building.
Yeah.
And he really loves James Bond, but specifically the Sean Connery era James Bond. And I didn't watch those when I was a kid or anything. He watched those when they were coming out when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were awesome to him. That's like, that's his Ninja Turtles is what that is.
Yeah.
But me, I've only watched them as a young adult and beyond. And they're so ridiculous. It's like watching it's almost like watching the old Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
Like it's almost that ridiculous. It's really just missing the tights and the pow kabang, you know, flashes on screen of the sound effect bubbles. Everything's just crazy in them.
It's hard to tell people
they're silly.
That what they're passionate about, you don't care for, man.
And
I can't get into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You want to take a break?
Sounds good.
Okay. Break, everybody. Let's take a break.
Do you like podcasts? Do you like meat? Here's what you do. You pick up your phone, you dial 61-MEAT-5581. Yes, 61-MEAT-5581. You leave a voicemail. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. I don't care where you live. I don't give a shit about you. Call 61-MEAT-5581. Leave a voicemail. It'll make you a better person.
And we're back.
Welcome, peasants.
It's Black Friday. We're back in black. Mm-hmm. I am wearing black right now. Orion is apparently wearing some black. What is that?
Don't look at me.
What is that? What is that on your shirt?
I don't fucking know.
It
was on clearance.
Does it say 1877, 1977?
Yeah, something like that.
It's very nice. It looks like
God damn
it looks
you.
Like you watch a lot of MMA.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Man on man action.
Is that what that stands for? Man on man action? The on is like of. Yeah. They don't put that in the acronym.
Yeah.
Orion, I know I don't mean to put any pressure on you, but I know you got stuff like that. You know, you came with a
horrible
sheet of paper
shit
covered in scribbles.
Yeah.
So I know you have stuff that you wanted to talk about this week. Is there anything in there that, like, if I don't give you a chance?
I wanted to bring this up from last week.
Okay.
Because I listened. And John and you and John had talked about meeting my baby.
Yes. Meeting Lil Leland.
Yeah. And I was...
I think you need to change his name because Lil Leland is kind of hard to say, and I really want to refer to him as Lil.
Yeah, it's tricky. But yeah, I was like, man, I've never really thought about this. It's been like a fucking routine every day. I don't really think, you know, I'm sleep deprived almost every day. But I'm thinking about this. I'm like, God damn, yeah, when am I going to bring him over?
Are you feeling like guilty for not introducing me to the baby?
A little bit, yeah. It's kind of weird.
Well, what John and I were saying was more that we felt weird about the fact that we'd never made an effort to go see this baby. Like, our buddy Orion's
got...
Exactly. No, honestly, like, I wasn't like, when is Orion going to bring this baby around? I was like, why haven't I even tried to go see this baby?
But this needs to happen. I've thought about this. It's got to happen because...
Well, he needs a positive role model like me.
Exactly. I'm not kidding. Like,
yeah.
Like, even if it's indirectly, and it most of it will be, but you could teach him indirectly, like things that I'm not good at, like calling people out on shit, you know,
yeah,
standing your ground on shit you believe in. You
know? I'll be like a weird punk rock grandpa. Like, I'll spoil him like crazy. Yeah. But what that means is I'll be like sneaking him cocaine and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hookers.
You'll have all these crazy
things. He's like 5 years old and I'll buy him an escort.
Yeah. But yeah, you'd be like, especially John too. Like, you guys would be the coolest people he'd probably ever meet. That
John will teach
with
him to read, and I'll teach him to piss off his family.
Yeah.
Meaning you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, your dad. Yeah. Let me tell you. He does this and this.
But, he does this and this.
But as he gets older, you know, as you hang out more, hey, Uncle Kyle's coming over, you know.
Yeah. Actually, I've said before, and when I said this way in the past when we were talking about the kid before he was even born, I said something about how I thought I'd be a better uncle than a dad, and I'd be kind of a good uncle, and I didn't mean to imply that I am your child's uncle.
No, I know. Yeah.
But like, in the... A family friend of that type is sort of more like
an
uncle.
It's cute to call you Uncle Kyle.
I wouldn't even ask your kid to call me Uncle Kyle.
you
better fucking call me Uncle. No, just, but I do think, like, I'd be decent in that capacity.
Yeah.
I think I could be
a
cool family friend or whatever.
Oh, yeah. More laid back. Not as much, not at all as much responsibility.
Right.
But I
do worry, though, about this Aldi situation, because I don't know. Well, you heard what I said last week. I don't know if I don't know how Aldi feels about me right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if, you know, things just got heated for a minute and now, you know, they've cooled off and things are generally OK. Or if there's something I need to do. Do I need to go to her and say, look, you know, I didn't.
Probably.
I was just being a dick on the Internet, you know, like this. Yeah. I was upset that night, and so I just spouted off for a while, and it really wasn't meant to be a thing, and I'm sorry I didn't, you know, I didn't even know you would listen to it. Not that that's necessarily an excuse, but
I haven't discussed it with her, but I'm sure it'd be fine. Shit. And I'm sure, you know, it's still tense because you guys haven't spoken.
We're still not Facebook friends.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds
and that's
silly.
That's fucked up.
Well, that sounds silly. You know, like, we're not Facebook friends. Does
but
this
that's
mean
a
she
step
hates
in
me?
The right direction. Of,
but I'm
know,
one. Do you think I should
reconcile.
Try to, like, should I friend request her? You know, and it would, like, do you think she'd be receptive to that? Because that could be a bridge, you know?
Yeah.
Back into positive relations.
Yeah. Yeah,
should I do that, you think?
I would do that, yeah.
Okay. Should I send her a message saying...
yeah, you don't have to, like...
I hate your baby, LOL. LOL, JK.
Yeah. Very sensitive about that stuff.
Yeah. Is she, like... Has she become, like, a mother bear?
Yes.
Like, this, don't you fucking do anything negative about my kid.
Well, in a way, you know, she won't
like if
sincerely hate you.
If we were like, otherwise,
hey, you,
if we were otherwise best buds again,
oh, yeah.
You know, and I made some kind of weird joke about like, I can't think of a reason I would do this specifically, but some kind of weird joke about raping your baby.
Yeah.
Would she handle that well, or would she be like, okay, you know, the rape jokes were funny when they weren't about my baby, but.
Yeah, I think it's taken the dark turn. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Don't you say that shit. She's Mama Bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
But, all right. Well, I will Facebook friend her and see where that goes.
See where it goes.
Yeah. What if she just denies me?
Oh.
Or she blocks me completely. I can't even see that she's on Facebook anymore.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Orion. Tell your girlfriend that I said blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
All right. Well, you tell him he's a faggot.
Every week I'll deliver your message. Yeah.
Yep.
God damn.
We're fighting.
Let me write this down.
Yeah. Well, tell your mom if she wasn't such a bitch and taking all of my money.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You're the kid stuck in the middle.
Yep. But let's see. Oh, yeah. So I think it's important that, you know, you meet them. It's weird that you haven't yet.
Well, what
the
do
more
we,
I think about it, it's like weird. I don't
it,
know.
It is and it isn't. But I mean, like,
he's still a baby.
You and I only see each other on Friday nights when we do the podcast. Normally, it doesn't mean we can't see each other on other nights. Yeah. But like, you couldn't really bring him here. I mean, you could, but then what happens to him while we're doing this?
Yeah.
You know, and especially with me chain
here you
smoking,
go, John.
Yeah. Chain smoking in this room.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think secondhand smoke is actually as big a deal as people make it out to be.
Yeah.
But baby lungs, I don't know. Maybe don't smoke into those.
Yeah.
Probably not a good idea. So yeah, where would, and like what? Yeah, is John going to watch him?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Not that he couldn't. I mean, I guess he could.
When I was thinking about all this, I was picturing like John and you, if you both knock some chicks up and you had to go through the shit I've gone through. And I was rolling. God damn, it's so not what you think.
I wouldn't go through the shit you went through.
Oh my God.
Because if I knocked a chick up, it would depend a lot on the circumstances. Is this girl my girlfriend?
Yeah.
You know, is this somebody I'm planning on spending the rest of my life with? Or is it some drunken mistake I made? But actually, in either situation, I think I would try to put an end to this.
Yeah.
You know, No. I ain't having no baby. So here's what we can do. I can contribute to or possibly pay for an abortion.
Yeah.
Or you can get fucked.
Yeah.
And you can have a baby and I'll have no part of it.
Yeah.
Which I would feel a little weird and bad about, but I'm not being a daddy. It's just not happening.
Yeah.
And you can't guilt trip me into it or like use your reproductive rights to make me become one.
Yeah.
If I wasn't trying to make a baby, I'm not having one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it would go for me.
But what else was I thinking about? Like as he got older and he's like, Dad, I'm not, you know, hooking up with all the chicks, man. Help me out. I'll be like, Uncle Kyle's here. Let him talk to you. Hey, it's me, Kyle.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you something.
What kind of advice are you imagining I'm giving him about chicks?
You don't have to get laid for years and still... And not be cool, you know, I'm still cool. And he'll be like, yes, I get it now. I don't need chicks, man. You know, it's nice, but.
Or he'll have your genes and he'll be like.
That's what I'm worried about.
Wow. Uncle Kyle's not a real faggot.
In all seriousness.
Yeah. I'm not listening to anything Uncle Kyle says ever again. He's crazy.
Yeah. I'm a little worried about that aspect, like. What will come out of my mouth and I won't think anything of it. And he'll like, you know, this in a way will scar him, you know, like it will stick with him and he'll always be thinking about it. Like I can masturbate anywhere in someone else's house. Why not? They won't know about it.
Yeah. I was just thinking about like you both
No.
found our dad's porn at some point in our childhoods. And you, as far as I know, don't have a stash of porno mags somewhere.
No.
And neither do I.
Times have changed, yeah.
So I think the closest equivalent that your kid is going to run into is like he will grow up with the internet, mm-hmm. and so he will have some concept of your browser history, mm-hmm. and that's how your kid is going to find his first porno.
Shit. Yeah.
He's going to be like, Daddy keeps going to, I don't even know, dancingbear.com,
yeah.
which is, I don't know if you've actually been there or not, but it's like, it's like weird orgies.
Oh my God.
Dancingbear.com. It's like parties where everybody's fucking. Daddy keeps going to dancingbears.com. This sounds adorable. Yeah. And then there he goes.
I like bears. Oh no.
I like this even better than bears. And then he goes down that dark road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if that happens, hey, I was there. I don't know. My mom called me over one day. Said, come here, come over here.
Yeah.
What's this triple? It was XXX.com. Like, how dumb is that, you idiot, Orion?
God. It was a Vin Diesel fan site.
And I had to sit there in shame, like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'll never again, whatever. But I'll have to confront him and be like, oh, so I see you visited some porn sites.
Yeah.
But then where do I go? Like, these are awesome. It's cool. It's cool, you know.
But your kid will probably, again, growing up with the internet, will probably be even better at it than you.
Yeah.
By that point, you'll be the clueless old man who only knows how to browse the web.
With your mind.
Yeah. And your kid will be like, you know, he'll have everything encrypted and shit. Yeah. Everything will be hidden. And you won't even be able to tell.
Yeah.
All of his friends at school will be sending dick pics to each other.
Jesus. But yeah, so I think it's important that you guys get to meet him, shake his hand.
You're going to be like Dexter's dad.
Yeah.
Where like your kid will start going down that dark road and you'll catch him with some like kind of disgusting lesbian porn.
Yep.
And you'll have to like train him to use his powers for good or whatever, like to his dark passenger.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to train him to only rape bad girls or something.
Exercise this outlet of yours. Yeah. It's healthy. It's okay. But yeah.
But yeah, I want to meet him. I mean, it's weird to say meet a baby.
Yeah.
Because it's like meeting a dog. You don't really meet a dog. You just exist in the room with it and it looks at you.
They'll memorize your face. And yeah, that's about it.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. It just hasn't happened.
Yeah.
So
the weirdest thing that I've not really caught myself doing. Yeah, I've caught myself doing since having him is... I do some of the baby talk.
Yeah.
And I catch myself saying weird shit just to say shit because, you can't sit there in silence, staring at him. You can't. It feels awkward. So you just talk. And I do the baby talk, but only because it got a reaction out of him. You know, like you talk normal. Listen here. I'm going to give you a bath. You're going to be good. All right.
Yeah.
But when you're like, I'm going to give you a bath, he starts laughing and stuff, and it's like, oh my God, that's adorable. So you catch yourself doing it more often. Then you're like, fuck, what am I doing? Like before this, if I would have saw myself in the future doing this, I'd be like, what the fuck am I doing?
I wonder why babies find that more interesting. I wonder if it's just like the dynamic nature of your, because when you said, I'm going to give you a bath, your voice goes up and down and changes. Whereas if you were just talking to him, you'd be like, I'm going to give you a bath.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of monotone. And I wonder if that's all it is. So you don't even have to do baby talk necessarily. You just have to talk crazy, like a madman.
I've done for anyone that's seen Sesame Street, those Martians. That go yip.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Loves it.
Yeah, of course he does.
It's ridiculous. I look insane. But
I noticed on Facebook that your mom has been posting comparison photos of you and your son.
Yeah.
She'll post photos of you around the same age right next to a photo of your little Leland. And I saw one where the photo of you is hilarious. It looks like it was taken in a photo studio, but it's you sort of crawling towards the camera, but looking off to the side and your eyes are just enormous.
Yes.
Like something just caught your attention. And you posted something about being on, like having cocaine eyes.
Fed cocaine.
Yeah. And your mom
was Jesus.
Like, really, Orion?
Yeah.
Cocaine. I forget what she said after that. Like, what it, I, like,
this you is were, what I really, I breastfed you for months, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you were just looking at your mommy or something. Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, have a sense of humor.
Yeah. I wasn't really suggesting that you probably fed me cocaine as a child.
That's another indication that, like, women tend to shut down in certain ways, in some ways, like when they have it, when a child is involved that they're related to,
yeah,
like grandchild, their child, they shut down the sense of humor, you know?
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's like, yeah, it's like there's a certain baby-related portion of the brain that it like sends out an anesthetic to all other portions of the brain, and it's an instant acting thing. So only the baby portion still works.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, you know, you are known for your massive eyes. You're world-renowned for them. This. Orion has very big, beautiful eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And but you seem to not really like them that much. And I think Aldi has like dots for eyes, like a cartoon character, like Patty Mayonnaise from Doug, or everyone on Doug, I guess. Well, most of the people on Doug. And so I think it kind of balanced out, and Leland appears to have normal people eyes.
Yes.
So
thank God.
You're good.
Yeah.
Within the eye department. I don't know if I have any more baby related things to say.
I think
do you
that's
have any?
It. I had one other thing to mention that I really want to bring up is I've been listening to Whiskey Thursday.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
And like I listened to an episode way back when we were first talking about them, you know.
It's Whiskey Thursday. It's another podcast. Yeah. It's available on fightbait.com. I think it's whiskey.fightbait.com.
Mm, yes. And I was like, you know, but I was listening to a few episodes and it's, how do I describe it?
I don't know.
It's horribly awesome.
Oh.
In a way.
Is that elaborate.
It's the best podcast ever to be, I don't know. It's my favorite and I'm not a big podcast. Yeah. Because
listen to that. That is a strong endorsement from Orion.
They say a lot of stupid shit, like their delivery. Like they'll talk about something, but they don't elaborate. They'll bring up a story, something that happened.
Sure.
And they'll just be like, oh my God, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
And you need more info. Like I'm not seeing how that's hilarious, you know?
That has kind of happened to us in the past, and I hate it. So we don't do as many news stories anymore as we used to, and that's why. Yeah. Because a lot of times, if you find a funny news story, you end up just reading it and going, man, that's fucked up. And that's the extent of it, because it's already a hilarious news story. Yeah. If you don't have anything to say about it, if it's already a joke, then, you know. So we've done that before. But yes, you're right. I've heard them do that on a number of occasions.
But aside from that, everything they talk about so much, just off the wall shit. You'd shoot the shit with friends, you know, at a bar. And I'm like, I'm in love with these guys. I would marry them. If I hung out with them, we could talk for hours, you know?
Yeah.
My God. And throughout the episodes, so much shit enters my head that I want to respond with.
Uh-huh.
And I want to like get in their forums and stuff.
Well, I was listening live last week and I was in their chat room.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. They read some of my, I don't know which episode you listened to, probably not the one that I was on there, but they read some of the things I said in the chat. So I felt like I contributed.
Yeah.
It was a nice interactive experience.
Yeah. They're definitely on our level. Yeah. So it's got my recommendation, you know.
That is a real glowing endorsement from Orion.
Yeah. From anyone that's kind of on my page, they don't really listen to podcasts. I don't know why they'd be listening to this if they're like me. But yeah, I would definitely check it out.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm liking the boys. Mm-hmm. The boys. Yeah. They do seem like boys to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. But I'm liking the boys more as time goes on.
Yeah.
I'm cozying up to them. I'm warming up to them. We could hug.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wouldn't be opposed. But I don't know. They still have that Ryan guy on sometimes. That is going to be your downfall, man. How many times do you think people have tuned in and they've been like, okay, they're talking about dicks. Yep, I can get behind this. And then all of a sudden Ryan opens his mouth and it sounds like you've tuned to a station that doesn't quite tune in right. You know, one of those like in between frequencies. Well, that's just Ryan talking with his, with his broken Mexican gay jaw. He's just flapping in the breeze. He's got a little bit of cock stuck in between his teeth.
Like old steak.
Yeah.
Tongue
out. And it's just flapping. Yeah. But otherwise, did you hear me talking about Anthony? His co-host, Anthony LaBerge. I wanted to hug him. I wanted to curl up on top of him. I wanted to pet him. I wanted to build him at Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
He's weird. He's kind of a dad. He's like, he's a dad.
He's the one with the wife, right?
Yeah, he's the wife, one with the wife.
Yeah.
But he's like a fucked up dad. Because then he'll talk about like he was talking about, they were talking to, what was it? Orogel?
Yeah.
Whatever that shit is you put on your teeth to numb them.
Yeah, Orogel.
Yeah, they were talking about that. Then they were talking about putting it on various body parts, putting it on their nipples, putting it on their dicks.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he wants to put some of that on his wife's nipples because she complains when he gets too rough with them. And he apparently what he wants to do, he used the word wrench. He wants to wrench on them. Sometimes I just want to wrench on them. So like I'm picturing him biting her nipples and like shaking his head back and forth like a dog with a chew toy. And that's a weird thing for such a dad man to want to do. Yeah. But he does seem like kind of a dad.
Yeah.
He's sort of the straight man there.
Yeah.
And then they were talking about drinking cum.
Yeah.
Like,
Jesus.
What would it take for you to drink cum? Like, what flavor would it have to be?
That was quite a back and forth. Yeah. Like, I think it's weirder that you haven't tried your own cum than it is that I have tried my own cum.
Well, yeah. And then there's a big difference between trying it. Like, maybe you get a little bit of pre cum on your finger and you're like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Salty.
Yeah.
Or guzzling a cup full of it, which is also what they were talking about.
Jesus, yeah.
And I think like John Paul was saying, you've tried your own cum, gross, but like I would drink a cup of it or something. I don't know. I don't remember. It was weird.
Yeah.
I like the boys.
Yeah.
And that Sean Ryan fellow is a very nice boy. He hasn't been on the last couple of episodes of Whiskey Thursday, but he's the guy that does Method to Mothballs, which is actually Method to Madness. If I'm going to plug the show, I should do it right.
Yeah.
It's Method to Madness, and it's at thegrayghost.net. I heard he's starting a new podcast to I know these anime kids, they always have like 10 podcasts going at once.
Yeah.
John Paul from Whiskey Thursday, he has like this fightbait.com has like 30 different podcasts on it that he's
it's
a part
crazy.
Of. Like, he does Whiskey Thursday. He does the Fightbait anime podcast, something about robots, just all these different things that they do. They're very ambitious and they put out lots of different things. Sean Ryan of Method to Madness, he, I guess, is starting a new show that won't be anime oriented because, like, he wanted a new place to put, you know, more general
certain
stuff.
Content, yeah.
Yeah. Which I think is a good move because I've listened to Method to Madness a couple of times and the best episode, in my opinion, was the one that had nothing to do with anime. It was all about,
silly
that
shit.
Ghost book. And I thought it was hilarious. So I'd probably listen to the new one when it comes out.
Cool.
I assume it's not out yet because the last thing I heard about it was that he was trying to put it together and trying to think of promos and put together new bumpers and things.
Yeah.
Which is something we should do.
Yeah.
I've been trying to think of new promos. Nothing's striking my fancy.
It's got to come to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be gold. Otherwise, fuck it.
Oh, I'm forgetting where I wanted to go with this next. Oh, well, I guess we can go to like the Facebooks and that kind of stuff.
Sounds good.
There's a whole bunch of I'm Kilo on the Facebook. You listened to the last episode,
right? Yeah.
So you heard the discussion about I'm Kilo and his voicemail last week, which was religion related. And just anyway, last week he called in and he was like, it may surprise you to find out that I'm a Christian. And, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So that's why I don't spread it to people. Anyway, this week on the Facebook, when I posted about the episode being uploaded, he posted a whole bunch of stuff kind of responding to the episode. He says,
whole bunch of stuff.
Explaining my call, you had expected your most recent Facebook friend to be scared off by the atheist tag. I was just trying to say people of different beliefs can still be friends. Okay. I understand that. I mean, in reality, that does seem to be true. You know, there'll be like some rabbi and some priest that actually go to the bar together, like in the jokes.
Yep.
And they're best friends. But it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
You have completely different fundamental worldviews. It's not like I keep using Coke versus Pepsi as an example, but it's not that. It's not like, you know what? This guy loves R&B and this guy loves punk rock and they both hate the other's musical tastes, but hey, we can still be friends. Mm-hmm. It's not that. You're talking about the fundamental nature of existence.
Yeah, which you know, kind of paves the moral ground, you know?
Yeah, like if you believe in Jesus Christ and the Christian God and you believe almost anything that's in the Bible, it's really fucking weird. It's a weird example of compartmentalization for you to then be totally okay with somebody like me who thinks all that stuff is bullshit and kind of stupid and is sort of outwardly hostile towards the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But you're like, ah, that's okay. He's funny when he talks about dicks.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's not bit. Like that's it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
And I hate saying that because I love Kilo. He's a great listener. He's been very supportive. He's probably the biggest promoter on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He's been posting, you know, like he's been making Twitter posts promoting the show.
Nice.
And he calls in, you know, it's great, but you're being a weirdo with your beliefs. Anyway, let's move on. Mm-hmm. He says, and the why don't people of XYZ religion try and share that if they think they have the answer to the origins of the universe? I was trying to counter as lead a horse to water but can't make him drink. What I had meant was I could get into an argument with you, but you won't change your mind unless you want to. Then he says, I get flustered on the phone, even though I'll mentally practice what I'm going to say. It still changes halfway through the call, and I end up with what you have here. Then he says, so even if I think you are wrong about this one thing, I know that getting into an argument about it would not change anything, so why do it? Because it could. Because from your perspective, I'm wrong about the way I'm living my life. Like, at the most basic level.
Yeah.
I'm wrong about my source of morality. I'm wrong about what's going to happen to me when I die. And in my particular case, depending on what you believe as a Christian, because again, I don't fucking know, because Christians are crazy and they just decide what they believe, even though it's pretty explicitly stated in the Bible. But you might believe I'm going to hell, which is pretty fucking bad and kind of something you should try to talk me out of.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
You're not going to change your mind anyway. Just let bygones be bygones. Let Kyle go out there and, you know, condemn himself to eternal damnation.
He's a good man.
Fuck it. Fuck me possibly not changing my mind. Plant the seeds, man. Let me know. Try to talk me out of it as a compassionate human being. Like, I think you're wrong. And I can tell you all kinds of reasons why. I would need more specific details to get into it. But just generally, I think you're just what you believe is crazy. And if you had given me more information, I would be trying to talk you out of it because you're delusional. And it's unfortunate that it's such a mass delusion, that it's such a common one, that it's not easy to see it as a delusion. But if you heard the voice of God and God told you to kill a baby, would you do it? I doubt that you would. But if you really believe in God, you should.
Yeah.
Right? So if you wouldn't, would you think you were crazy? And what if you did think you were crazy? Like, I'm hearing voices and they're telling me to do bad things. I must be crazy. What if you're wrong and that was God telling you to kill a baby? Like, the whole thing is just nuts.
Yeah.
And there's no way to know where, like, if you are a schizophrenic and you're hearing the voice of God, there's no way to know that that's what's happening, that it's schizophrenia and not actually God. And God, I don't know, man. Orion's like not saying anything and he's got this like,
we've been through this before. But
okay, so what am I supposed to do then? Am I supposed to be like, well, I'm Kilo, you're an idiot, goodbye?
Yeah,
like I have to address it, right? I mean, he brought it up and he knows what he's getting himself into, or he should. I don't know how far back he's listened. I don't know if he's listened to all of it, but it comes up often enough that you have to have encountered it at some point. You probably heard, I'm not sure, you probably heard the episode where I went off on Marleykins for being an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because her views were not only stupid, but because they were like religious beliefs, which is stupid by definition, but they were also extra stupid because they were super vague and she was the one that made them up.
Yeah, they were made up. She didn't even get written anywhere.
Like, it's stupid to believe in God based on a 2,000-year-old book or whatever, however old the fucking Bible's supposed to be. But it's even stupider to make up a new religion. Like, people in Scientology, everybody makes fun of Scientologists for being crazy. But the big reason Scientologists are crazier than regular religious people is because they know when it was made up.
Mm-hmm.
They know who made it up, yeah. And they still believe it.
Yeah.
The ancient nature and the tradition behind something like Christianity is what makes it somewhat easy for people to swallow. It seems like it's like when people talk about ancient Chinese wisdom and then they start sticking needles in themselves because they think that's going to cure their cancer, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous. But there's sort of this like mysticism around ancient things, like somehow they're more important. You're really going to have to start saying
that. All right. I'm sorry. Yeah, when I listened back, I didn't understand why he brought this up.
Well, it was because the week before, I was talking about the person from my work.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Friended me, and then I was talking about religion and how she's a Christian and I'm an atheist and how I wasn't sure how this was going to play out, and it made me a little nervous.
Yeah.
Because depending on her particular views, it could be a problem.
Yeah, atheism is definitely really... like blood red negative in the eyes of the religious, you know, it's like, what? How could you be? That's inconceivable. But I was just going to mention that it's weird hearing from so many people how they, hey, as long as people respect my opinion, man, and we've talked about this, then it's all good. You know, we can be friends and everything. We can, you know, rabbi and priest playing chess in the park, mm-hmm. you know, talking shit over. I can see where they're coming from because I was like, I don't know. It's like smoking, you know, it's like I've been there. I used to be in that mindset.
Uh-huh.
And I get how they see that. Oh, I'm trying to gather my thoughts here. Basically, like the big difference between Kyle and I is Kyle sees you as religious and you're fucking nuts, whereas I am more like forgiving, even though I still think you're nuts, but I understand because I've been there.
It's not really a difference. I understand because I haven't been there in the same way that mine has. I was never a Christ fag.
Yeah, I was a Christ fag.
I never went to church. I went to church a couple times with friends who were religious, and yeah. I didn't even know why I was there. But when I was a kid, I was basically presented with the most generic possible version of like the Judeo-Christian God.
Mm-hmm.
I was told there was a God. I was told that he was all-knowing and all-powerful and whatever. Mm-hmm. I was told that he created us. I was told about Adam and Eve. I was told about heaven and hell. And that's about where it all stopped. Yeah. I didn't know anything specific about what was in the Bible and that kind of stuff. It was only later in life that I realized just how crazy it all is.
Yeah.
But I mean, I did believe in God once upon a time as a child. I didn't believe in him I stopped believing in him probably around like fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But I believed in him for a while. And so I understand, but I only understand in the sense that I understand that if somebody you trust and somebody you respect tells you this at a very early age,
yeah.
and people continue to tell you it, people that you are a part of your life, people that you care about, people that you respect, continue to tell you this stuff throughout your life. It would be difficult to question it,
mm-hmm.
but that's it. Like I see it as a form of mental weakness, the inability to shrug
yeah.
the chains off
yeah.
of this stupidity. It's delusional and it's, there's no reason to believe it.
Yeah.
Like I would love to know more about what it is that he actually believes. Like yeah. I wonder how he feels about gays.
Yeah.
For example, because Kilo seems like a sensible man, so my guess would be that he's okay with them,
mm-hmm.
but he might not be. He might hate gays. I have no idea. Or he might be one of those love the sinner, hate the sin mm-hmm. guys where like, you know what? Gays are doing something morally wrong, but that's not my place. Yeah. I'll let God sort that out later,
yeah.
which is a weird form of tolerance, I guess.
Yeah.
But if you're okay with the gays... how do you explain that? How do you reconcile that?
Exactly.
As a Christian, it's pretty clear in the Bible that that's not cool.
Yeah.
Even if Jesus told you to love them anyway, you still know that they're doing something wrong, something that God has deemed wrong. So it's kind of a big deal. And yeah. so, and you're okay with it anyway. What about other things like that? There are tons of things like that that people have become okay with over time because society has progressed, but the Bible didn't fucking progress. Yeah. All the bad shit's still in there. And where do you think it came from? Do you think God changed his mind? I mean, that's fucking ridiculous. The idea that God one day was like, you know what, actually, gays are, they're okay. Yeah. How do you reconcile all of it?
Yeah.
How do you decide what to pick and choose? How do you decide what's metaphor and what's literal?
They do. Yeah. And we've talked about this, but they see it as like an old wisdom, but it was made in a time made by people, but it came from somewhere. And I take from it what I will and, you know, read into other shit and take from that what I will and try to figure this shit out. And then I'll discuss it with someone who isn't religious.
Do you sincerely believe that your moral values come from the Bible and from God? And if so, does that mean that without him, you'd be a murderous baby raper?
Yeah.
You know, what do you believe that the only reason I have any moral values at all is because I've sort of culturally received them through some kind of hand-me-down process mm-hmm. from religious people? Or, you know, and I'm one realization away from becoming a murderous baby raper? Where do you it's crazy. It's all crazy.
It's getting us all flustered, especially me, and it's hurting my brain, man. When people ask me why aren't you religious? It's nothing you say will make them go, I see. So yeah. The simplest for me, it's like, where do I begin?
Yeah, exactly. But there's so many things. I need like a bullet pointed list.
But I tell people this. I this is the only thing I can say where they kinda get it and nod their head. I'm like, it's like you like football and I just don't care for it. And you're trying to tell me how could you not like football?
Yeah.
I just don't care for it, man. I don't need it. You know, I don't need to watch football. I don't like it. Not into it, not for me. And then they're kind of, you know, some people respond a little better, like, oh, I see it, kind of, okay, not for you, but you know you're going to hell, and then there's no end.
It would be like saying you didn't like football if not liking football would send you to hell.
Yeah, so.
I was just thinking of something, I forgot what it was.
There's never discussion between separate religions, like you were saying. Like when it comes down to the fundamental core values.
The biggest thing for me when it comes
teachings.
To why can't I just let people believe what they want to believe?
Yeah.
You know, why can't I just be friends with a devout Catholic or a, you know, any kind of devout religious person? Why can't we just not talk about religion and be best buddies? The thing is, people like to look at it like it's a matter of opinion, and it isn't. You believe it as a matter of fact. And it's built into your belief system that you don't actually need facts to back it up. Like it's pretty geniusly designed as a scam. I don't know if it was meant to be a scam in the beginning, but it's designed that way. It has built right into it an escape clause that allows you to disregard all evidence.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So sorry.
Yeah.
He says, in other news, my no real name policy does make more sense on Twitter than Facebook, since on Facebook you have to accept a friend request. On Twitter, I do a lot of community events, so I meet a lot of people online first and then in real life. Once in real life, I usually introduce myself as, hi, I'm XYZ, and I'm on Twitter as Twitter name. It's good to meet you. So far, working as intended. How do you feel about using your real name on the internet?
With what you guys talked about last week, like when it comes to Facebook, just use your name. That's the point of Facebook, is connecting and reaching out to people like from high school, you know, people that are possibly looking for you. There's no other way they'd find you. And that's kind of why people use Facebook.
Yeah. So, it's sort of a weird shut-in thing to do to make yourself impossible to find.
Why
on
would
Facebook?
You
want
to hide yourself? And I get, Paul had mentioned, he doesn't really want to be found. Like, people that know him will find him, you know, that he liked anyway,
mm-hmm.
for the most part. And I guess that's okay. Like, you're on Facebook to share things with a certain group. That's fine.
It's fine. It just isn't for me.
Yeah.
I like using my own name on pretty much everything on the internet now, because it just feels Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, it makes me feel less like a 15-year-old who thinks they're hacking when they like type in leet script on AOL chat rooms or something. But it also just kind of it lends an air of legitimacy to things that you do.
Yeah.
It takes away some of that anonymity, which some people love, but it's part of the reason people are such dicks on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I like it. It ties everything together too, because a lot of times when I had like internet nicknames, I would have slightly different ones or sometimes entirely different ones for different services.
Yeah.
And using my actual name ties all of that together. And I think, it works better with the podcast for that reason.
Yeah.
Like when I go out and do podcast related things, I don't want to have some weird nickname about like Super Mario XXX69 or whatever.
Never Pants Sexy Bear. Yeah.
Never Pants Sexy Bear. That's Orion's name on dancingbear.com. That's his login.
Yeah.
Never Pants Sexy Bear. The password is Leland. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really care if you like using a fake name. That's totally cool. Whatever. It just makes you harder to find for people who are looking for you.
Yeah, grow some balls, use your name.
It does make me wonder a little bit, like, who the fuck are you hiding from?
Yeah,
because
what
really,
do you have to hide?
For me, it's a very occasional thing where a coworker will try to friend me.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, I'm not in hiding, you know? Like, oh God, I hope nobody finds out that this is me.
Yeah.
Nah, whatever.
But even if a person from high school wanted, you didn't want them to find you, what are you afraid of? You know, let them add you.
Yeah,
let them message you with what they have a problem with, you know, whatever you're posting, and tell them to fuck off. You know,
it could be something to do with divide. Like for me, it's coworkers.
Yeah.
If you had if you had more of a high profile kind of job where you worked more directly with a lot of people who know who you are, then maybe you want to keep your Facebook separate or your Twitter separate if you're espousing beliefs and things that you're
could
afraid would
your
offend
position,
them. Yeah, and could affect. Yeah, no, it can make sense. But that's that. Then I'm Kilo asked if we'd ever heard of Barkles, which is kind of like a Twitter-esque polling site.
Never.
I checked it out because he dropped on a link, and it is like it's basically Twitter but with polls instead of Twitter instead of tweets.
How boring.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of cool, I guess, but I don't know how many people are using it.
Yeah.
The link he put up as like an example was a poll that he set up that says insult someone's beliefs and they dig in, believing it stronger and become more resistant to persuasion. Nothing shuts someone down like judging them. Well, okay, that was his poll. Agree or disagree were the options, and one person responded to it. Now, I don't know, maybe that's because he's new to the site and he doesn't have a lot of friends on there or something. I don't know, but I don't see how useful it would be to me, because I can put polls on the website if I want to. I can put polls in the forum if I want to.
Yeah.
And I can't, it's difficult enough to get people to join the forum and participate in that way. I can't imagine getting people to join Barkles just to respond to polls that I post up periodically.
There's no point. Yeah.
But I mean, it looks like kind of a cool site. If it starts to get like bigger and I start to hear about it in places and stuff, maybe I'll be forced to, not forced, but you know, I'll be persuaded into joining.
Yeah.
So then now we're getting to the stuff where I actually asked for input this week. I said on the Facebook, "Hey, you turkeys, it's podcast night again. Any questos / suggestos? Hit us up." And I already did Gavin's thing about family gatherings.
Yeah.
Then my roommate John says, "Orion, are you planning on having traditional Christmas and Easter celebrations with your son? Decorations, holiday foods? Kyle, if you were to have kids, would you have turkey on Thanksgiving, a tree at Christmas?"
I respond with yes to an extent. I will, you know, kind of, because I don't want the kid or my kid to be without that, because I do have good memories, you know, like, oh, it's something to look forward to, you know, like, oh, Thanksgiving's coming up. I like hanging out with my dad and eating turkey, you know, those types of memories. But like with Christmas, I'm not going to tell him that Santa's real. I'm not going to. I don't know, maybe I'll inform him that it's what it's meant to be, you know, it's all crazy. It'll be my own little thing, you know, I take from it and do what I will with it. Like with Easter, hey, why the fuck not? Easter Bunny, there's no such thing, but you get candy and maybe some toys. Hey.
Yeah.
then he'll look forward to it. It's just one more little thing that you can be happy about in this shithole that we live in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I think I agree. If I had a kid, I would do Christmas, but I wouldn't do it as Christmas.
Yeah.
I would do it the way it was done when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I don't think I even really realized that it was a religious holiday. I knew it was the day we put the cool tree up.
Yep.
I knew it was the day we got presents. I knew, you know, it involved stockings and Rudolph and gingerbread men, candy canes. Mm-hmm. I knew it basically as a commercial holiday, the commercial holiday that people like complain about for being too commercialized.
Yeah.
Like, what would you rather be doing?
Yeah.
Just sitting around a crucifix talking about Jesus?
Yeah.
What a horrible holiday.
Yeah.
No, I loved Christmas because it had nothing to do with Christmas. It was all just the fun stuff.
Yeah.
And so I would do that. The Santa Claus thing, I'm torn because I wouldn't want to tell my kid that Santa Claus was real.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if I could do the Santa Claus thing without, like, what would then be the point of saying that Santa brings presents to everybody?
Yeah.
But I've already told you that that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the point of that story?
Yeah, it kind of loses that excitement.
Yeah.
Know, like, oh, this mystical.
The Santa Claus thing is kind of a double-edged sword or something. Like, for me, it sort of fucked me up a little bit as a kid.
Yeah.
But I think for most kids, it doesn't. I think I was a weird exception to that. I think probably lots of kids do experience what I did, but I think the majority of them either figure it out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their parents don't really play it that straight. So they believe it when they're like two, but they don't really believe it past five.
Yeah.
But for me, my parents were pretty good at it and I was pretty gullible and it sort of fucked me up a little bit when they finally had to tell me that Santa wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't want to risk that.
Yeah.
But before I knew, it was magical. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little torn on that. Luckily, it's never going to be a thing I'm really going to have to worry about.
Yeah. I just figured, I don't know, as cool as it was, I think he'll be okay without it. Because he's getting presents.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, this is so terrible because I didn't get to believe in make-believe. Yeah.
I grabbed a present and it said from Santa. I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I ripped that paper off before I could even read who gave it to me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I think you're right. I think, there's no need to convince them that it's real. Easter, I'd probably do Easter, but I'd do it kind of half-assed. I mean, my parents sort of did Easter half-assed.
Sort of, yeah.
There was like one time I was talked into going to a passion play, you know, the Passion of the Christ play.
God.
Which sucked. But other than that, what we did was Easter baskets and we dyed eggs.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if there's a really, aside from religious stuff, is there a better way to do Easter than that? What else is there to do?
Yeah.
So I might do that, you know, Easter basket full of candy and we'd dye some eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving is a weird one to me to have even included because Thanksgiving is just let's get together and have an awesome fucking meal.
Mm-hmm.
There's sort of an aspect to it of, you know, giving thanks and people think of that as giving thanks to God, but that really doesn't have to be a part of it. I mean, it's not an integral, like giving thanks to God is not an integral part of the holiday.
Yeah.
The
whole time to reflect thing. I get it, you know.
Well, yeah.
Time to reflect. What am I thankful for? Well, pretty much everything. God damn.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
But I definitely, if I had a kid, I'd do the turkey thing. I mean, I'd feel like an asshole if I didn't, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Jesus Christ.
Could you imagine the kid trying to explain to his friends how he doesn't have a Thanksgiving dinner with his family?
God, that's like,
borderline child abuse.
It's like back in the day when some guy would ask someone else, hey, what time is it? And they'd say, it's hammer time. Ha ha, you know, MC Hammer.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, the guy would ask, what time is it? And somebody would say, it's morphin' time, you know, the Power Rangers. And then later on, the guy asks, what time is it? And that same guy just gives him the time. What a fucking douche, you know, like, get into the spirit of the, you know.
I don't follow.
The awesomeness.
Okay, I don't follow.
I'm sorry. You just don't want to be that guy that gives the actual time. What a
That's
fag.
Like, dude, not doing Thanksgiving with your kid is like going from hammer time to morphin' time to just giving the time.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. It's some bullshit is what it is. I wouldn't ask you what time it was if I wanted to know what time it was. I got a fucking clock.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you give him the real time afterwards, but
yeah, it's hammer time and it's 3:45, which just happens to be hammer time.
Yeah.
I didn't entirely follow you.
Sorry.
But yes, I would do Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving. I would just do very secular versions of those religious holidays because they're barely religious now anyway. And like with Christmas, a lot of that is rooted in non-religious things even to begin with.
Yeah.
Or like not non-religious, but like pagan shit.
Yeah.
And it's they've taken a lot of things from other traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would totally do that.
The decor, though, a lot of decor that comes with Christmas, I'm either cool with it or I hate it. Like Christmas comes and poinsettia plants.
Yeah, I don't get
what
those.
What the fuck? They are popular beyond belief. It's like Thanksgiving. Every fucking asshole asks for where the canned cranberry sauce is. This blob of jelly.
We had that shit. We had that shit at Thanksgivings when I was a kid.
Fuck, man.
And I liked it. It looks kind of gross, and it's not exactly high-end food. Like, it comes out of the can like Alpo, like, it, you know, and it looks like the can when it comes out.
Yeah.
But it's good.
I don't know, man.
We add that every Thanksgiving, and we drop it out of the can, and it looks like the can, and then you slice it. You cut it into slices.
Yeah. People act like if they don't get it, it's, you know, the holiday is ruined.
Well, it's... that's a little bit of an overreaction, but like I expected it every year.
Yeah.
It was not even close to my favorite thing at Thanksgiving dinner, but if it wasn't there, it would have felt a little weird.
Yeah.
Like, where's the cranberry sauce? Like, you forgot? How did you forget the cranberry sauce?
It's like forgetting the turkey.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jesus.
So if that's a part of your family tradition, then yeah, I guess it's kind of important, but it is an overreaction to be like, Thanksgiving is ruined, or I don't remember if we ate it at Christmas, but...
But I was debating whether, like, to get a wreath, you know?
Yeah, wreaths are okay.
To put on the door, because it ties in, it, like, looks festive, but the more I think about it, like, it's kind of dumb. Like, yeah, get the tree, light it up, that's cool, presents go under there, but the thing on the door...
I kind of think of a wreath as, like, a portable Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Like, you can move it, you can put it wherever you want, you can hang it on the wall, it's like the easy bake oven of Christmas trees.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, you don't need a wreath.
But
poinsettias, though, are weird.
What the fuck?
I didn't even know that was a thing until I worked in retail.
Yeah.
Because it just wasn't like our family didn't go out and buy poinsettias.
Yeah. Yeah. We weren't crazy.
I don't really get how they're related.
Yeah.
I don't think they're a particularly attractive flower.
Yeah.
They don't really remind, they're red and green, I guess, so they're kind of like Christmassy, but.
Yeah, what do you do with it? You go home and plant it? Or
yeah.
You just put it in your living room?
I've never really understood plants indoors either, though. It's always seemed like a weird thing to me. Like, yes, and here we have the tamed plant. Our domesticated plant. So it's really just, it's like a decoration that you have to feed. It's like having a paralyzed dog that you just sit next to the TV. And you know, we look at it.
Yep.
I don't know. It's kind of strange. It's a strange thing to do. Yeah. But they're pretty, I guess.
Yeah.
So
I'd leave some of the decor out for sure. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's it for the Facebook.
All right.
And nobody specifically responded to the Twitter this week. I'm Kilo suggested that we try chai tea if we like pumpkin pie. Because it's apparently...
What the fuck does that have to
Apparently
do?
It uses a lot of the same spices, so it tastes kind of like pumpkin pie.
Okay.
And then I asked if that was a cold or a hot tea, and he said that it was a hot tea, but you can get it iced as well. Because I think hot teas are gross.
Yeah.
I think if you drink hot teas, you are an old woman, regardless of your actual gender.
Take that.
And age.
All of United Kingdom.
Yes. Take that, all of you. The United Kingdom is kind of like just one giant old woman.
Sort of.
Yeah. You know, they have tea time.
Yeah.
How ridiculous is that? Anyway, that might be about the only thing worth mentioning on the Twitter.
Twitter, yeah.
And we got two voicemails, and they're very short, and they're both from the UK.
Hey.
From an old woman.
Oh, no.
What is this madness? Miss Nick is not from London.
Yeah. I knew that. I knew you weren't from London. But honestly, what's the fucking difference? If I threw a dart at a map of the of the UK, like I'd only be like a mile off from London no matter where it landed anyway. Yeah. What's the difference?
Jeez.
It's a tiny place.
Can vegan people swallow during oral?
Can vegan people swallow during oral?
Of course.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Because...
Well, first of all, nobody suffered.
Yeah.
Unless it was some kind of crazy blowjob rape. Nobody suffered for this. Nobody died. Nothing died. Except for the sperm.
The oral being conducted on an animal?
I'm assuming not.
Like a cow?
I'm know? Assuming not.
Okay, then no.
Yeah.
Miss Nick, you're so silly.
You're crazy. You're crazy. I think most vegans are, it's about the cruelty and about the immorality I can't think of it. There's another word I'm thinking of, but it's about it being a bad thing to do, not about like meat being evil. Like I think even most vegans would acknowledge that meat is something that humans can eat and be fine
mm-hmm.
in terms of just digestion.
But the cruelty that goes into it.
Right. Yeah. Cruelty. Yeah. I'm sure they would argue that people consume more meat than they should, which is probably true, like at least in the US and stuff. But I don't think that they just think meat as a food is evil. They think it's cruel the way we acquire it. So, yeah. So, yes, vegan people can swallow during oral.
I know what she's doing tonight. Is she vegan?
Swallowing? Yeah. I don't think she's vegan.
Okay.
If she is, cut that out. Cut it out. I don't know. Is there anything else we should talk about?
No.
I feel like we're petering out.
Yeah.
So rather than peter even farther.
Oh, petering.
Oh, I hate that peter.
God.
Such a
damn.
Rather than petering out even farther, let's just call it quits here, man.
All right. All right.
I'm Kilo said on the Facebook also last week, he said, maybe the reason we're not getting more responses to our Facebook posts and Twitter posts asking for questions and suggestions and that mm-hmm. is because we're doing it on the same day that the show comes out. Now, my logic there was kind of, if I do it days ahead of time,
yeah.
people will see it and be like, oh, I'll get back to that later.
Yeah.
Whereas if I do it that day, they'll be like, oh, we need questions
time's
right
running
now.
Out. Doom, doom, doom,
but
doom, doom.
He said maybe if we, during the show, during the course of the show, said, hey, we'd love to hear from you. Call in. Send us Facebook messages and Twitter messages for what we should talk about next week.
Yeah.
If you have anything to say in response to what we said on the show this week, then hit us up with that. And I guess he's probably right, but it feels weird to me that
we're talking to children.
Yeah, exactly. Like, isn't that kind of implied by the fact that at the end of every episode, I mention the Twitter and the Facebook and the forums? Like, what do you think I'm trying to tell you they're there for?
It's always open.
Go click on the forum and stare at it.
Yeah.
Just look at it. Go to the Twitter and just look at it. Go to the Facebook and just look at it.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, come on. If this is why, like, if there are people out there who are like, I love the show. I love the things you talk about. And sometimes I'm listening and I'm like, oh, I wish I could jump in on this conversation, but there's no way for me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also go to the Facebook every week and just watch posts come in. No, no, no. Go in there, whichever method of communication you would like, email, forums, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Say things to us. Ask us questions. Tell us how stupid we are. Whatever it happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. So, as usual, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can email me, and I take criticism a lot better than Kyle does.
Hey.
So you can talk shit about me.
Do I not take criticism well?
No, you're kind of a negative guy, but that's cool.
Okay, I might be kind of a negative guy. In fact, I've said the same about myself, but how is that not taking criticism well? In fact, if anything, that's self-criticism.
Mm, yeah.
I might not be very good at taking criticism. I don't know.
You do it very well.
Okay, go on.
But the general public, I just know, doesn't see it the way I do. They just hear negative, negative, negative.
Explain what you mean. What do you mean they hear negative, negative, negative? Like, what do I do when someone criticizes me?
you get like in this mode where, I don't know. Picturing people listening. They want to run out of the room because they feel like you're going to attack.
What have I been...
Which I love about you.
Maybe our definition of criticism is different. What have I been criticized on?
Not much.
That I've reacted that way.
The only thing I can really fall back on is like when people hear you talk about religion and go, well, what about this? And it's not really directly criticizing you. It's just challenging your opinion.
I don't think I would consider that criticism. Yeah, I would consider that, you know, a debate or an argument or a conversation or however you want to put it. Whatever one of those is makes me look like the biggest douche is fine. But I don't think that's really responding to criticism. Because I don't think I've ever heard anybody really criticize my stance on religious beliefs.
That's true.
The only thing I've ever really heard people do is get defensive and whine about my stance on religious beliefs. I've never heard anybody offer a valid criticism towards
That's true.
Me.
Yeah. You're very right. God damn it. So
So stop criticizing me about being bad at accepting criticism.
Fucking Orion.
And Orion runs out of the room. where are we? As usual, you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And we love those. Voicemails are my favorite. That is my favorite form of communication because we get to play it right on the show. Mm-hmm. And you might get nervous. You might be like, I don't know, I have a shitty Ryan-esque voice. But that's okay. I can, you know, because I'm not expecting you. You're not doing a show. You're calling into a show. I can respect that. I can be like, okay, you have a shitty Ryan-esque voice, but you're doing me a solid here. You're doing a nice thing.
Yeah.
But just don't start your own show if you sound like Ryan. But I love hearing the voicemail. So please do it. And I'll only attack you if you say something just horrendously stupid. I might poke fun at you a little bit. I might poke fun at you a little bit if you say something kind of silly, but for the most part, I won't tear you to pieces unless you say something just ridiculously dumb.
Yeah.
So where were we? Facebook. There's the Facebook, facebook.com/itchhat. That's a really good place. If you want us to talk about something on the show or if you want to ask us questions, there you go. It's probably one of the easiest things because everybody has a fucking Facebook. Yeah. Twitter's the same way, twitter.com/itchhat. I've had a few conversations on there in the past few weeks. You want to just chat? I'm on the Twitter all the time. I don't post a lot on the Twitter myself, but if you want to chat about things, we could do that. Forums, I just had a terrible thought.com/forum. I think there's something screwy with the registration, but if you try to register for the forums and it doesn't work, send me an email. I will fix it.
Yes.
And... you can donate.
Yes. Still my birthday month.
Yep. Still Orion's birthday month. I did give him his birthday money today from two episodes ago. We talked about that. So
yes. Thank you.
It did get to him, anonymous donator.
I have cash money in my hands right now.
And that's it, right? That was the sound of money.
Yeah. Cash money.
It really, when you rub two $10 bills together, it should go ka-ching.
Yeah.
It just should. They need to embed one of those like musical chips in there, like in one of those musical greeting cards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's it, right?
That should do it. As always, thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.
Word.